1 Timothy 1, verses 12 to 17. 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 to 17, and the theme this morning is about forgiveness. 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 to 17, this is what it says in the Lord's word. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service, even though I was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we would ask right now that you would speak to us. That, dear Lord, you would open our hearts and souls and minds. That you would speak directly to us. That, dear Lord, that we would be quickened, we would be made alive in you, so that, dear Lord, as your witnesses, this world would see the glory of Christ. We ask all these things in Christ Jesus' name, in the power of the Holy Spirit, to the throne room of God, so that our Father would bless us. We ask these things in him who died and then rose and then ascended to heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God's people said, well, thank you for inviting me today. It's always wonderful to come amongst you, to see who and what you are and what you've been up to. And it's always a blessing. I keep in touch with Nestie and some of the rest of you via Facebook. And it's great. And I bring blessings from Griffithstown Baptist Church. And our prayers and blessings are with you. I wonder this morning, because we've talked a little bit about this, what your Facebook status is. What the message perhaps you've placed on Instagram and what your Twitter feed today says. I wonder what it would be. I wonder what it would say. I wonder if it says, the Lord saved me. The Lord has given me his blessing this day. I feel encouraged. I feel blessed. On mine, it was saying we're going to have a fab day at Siloam Baptist Church in Cardiff. I tell people what I'm about, but I wonder if you do the same. And I wonder, perhaps you may perhaps think on there, well, really what I really should be saying is, I am the chief amongst sinners. And I wonder what on earth God bothers or considers me. If you're a bit confused about the word sin, it means this: anything that Jesus wouldn't do. Or it's disobedience regarding God. And if you don't know who Jesus is or who God is, and he's not in your life, then perhaps as a church and as an individual, you have some work to do. Paul says this: here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Paul's writing about himself and what God has done in his life. Paul was encouraging those who was reading this letter, and this has come down to us, to say that Jesus Christ has changed him. And you may think, well, I'm the worst person that you could imagine. I'm a terrible person. The thoughts that I think, the words that come out of my mouth. But that doesn't matter. Christ Jesus can take you, can change you, can transform your life so that you would be an example in this world today. And you may say, well, I don't feel that about myself. How could I have faith? Well, take some of the bottle of faith that Terry was talking about this morning and glug it down and know that the Lord Jesus Christ can do wonderful and unbelievable things in people's lives, transform them, make them new. This is what Christ came to do for you as individuals, for you as a church and this community. He can transform. And it doesn't matter how you feel about yourself, Christ knows that he has created you. He has formed you. And to you, to him, you see, you are something precious, something glorious to behold. You may not feel that about yourself, but that is how God sees you. For you are his chosen. You are something precious that he's created. And as I said before, Christ and our God, our Father, never creates something that's ugly, but rather something wonderful. Something precious, like the most precious of gems, that you are multifaceted. And if someone shines a light upon you, you will glow and cast light in all different directions. This is who and what you are in God's eyes. Paul was once a man who was full of religion, who was boastful. He was self-righteous. He thought that he knew what was right and that was in the mind of God. He was a man of acknowledged academia within the Jewish community. He was a man who was going somewhere. He had drive and ambition. And if people saw him, they would say, this man is likely to succeed. But yet, when he met the Lord Jesus Christ, he knew he was helpless. He was hopeless. He was naked and poor. And he was a sinner who was in need of immediate forgiveness and discovered that he needed to have a relationship with his Creator. What is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ this morning? Is it one that's close and precious? Or is he far away? Is it one that you just dust him off every Sunday and take him to church and saying, I'm with you, and then when you go back home, you put him back on the shelf? Or is Lord Jesus Christ with you 24/7? Is the power of the Holy Spirit in your life? This is how close that Christ wants to be with you, because you are so precious to him. And he wants to encourage you, and he wants to walk with you. He wants to cry when you cry, laugh when you laugh, celebrate when you celebrate, and mourn when you have times of trouble and sadness. What's your relationship with Christ? Is it close and precious? For you see, you are precious to him, and he desires to be close to you. Don't keep him at the door. Don't keep him at arm's length. Allow him to sit next to you. He won't take anything away from you, but rather he desires to be in your life to enhance it and make it so much more greater. What you're planning to do next Saturday with the hot cross buns, did you say? Come and enable Christ through you to change other people's lives. What an action. What a work. What's something wonderful to do? If only we belonged to a church that would be active like that. To actually do something. To be involved. Have courage. I know it's a frightening thing to go out. But you know, most of this world, perhaps like yourselves, is in darkness. And is in desperate need for somebody to just reach out a hand like Christ did to so many people. And say, God loves you. Doesn't matter if they spit in your face or turn you away. Most people will just say, thank you. Most people perhaps say, well, they're a bit strange, but you've made an impression. To say, we care, because a God cares for us, and that God has come into our lives. Be excited about these things, for Christ is amongst us. You know, when we meet together, we pray, don't we? That the Lord would come and be amongst us. We're two or more gathered in his name. I hope this morning that you feel that you've gathered together in Christ Jesus' name. And if you have, what does that mean? He means he's here. Oh, only for people to get excited about these things. He's here. He's amongst us, isn't he? He's here in power. He's here in forgiveness. He's here in mercy. He desires to be amongst his people who are excited about him. I don't know, it's exciting about meeting God and amongst his people. I wonder if you feel like that yourselves when you gather together in church, that not only us are gathering together as an extended family, but the Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit is here amongst us. He's here, and he's here to be attentive to us, to speak to us, to encourage us. This Paul, who was ambitious, who knew that he was helpless and hopeless. I wonder what you are like. I wonder if you're full of ambition, or are you lazy? Perhaps you just get by. Or is it that you're frustrated that you're not reaching your full potential and you don't know how? Perhaps that you carry a heavy burden that's keeping you back. That burden which is around you, which is pulling you down, stealing any possibility of joy or happiness in your life. A burden that perhaps has destroyed you because you think no one would ever come into your life and release you from it. You know, most this world and most of the people who really perhaps surround this church are in dire straits because they can't forgive themselves for what they do. They're in dire straits because they need forgiveness for who and what they are. Most are in dire straits because they have been manipulated by the world and the devil because of the lies told by the devil that it's all their fault, when in reality, it's not. They've been manipulated and controlled by people to say, "You made me do it," when that's a lie and full of untruth. Where Christ comes in and will provide us with forgiveness for ourselves and those around us, so that our lives might be transformed. So that we can be excited about the world. We can have joy and a spring in our step. We can know who God is in our lives, who says, "I come and forgive," so that you might know freedom in joy, that you might be lifted up and know that you are mine and I am yours. So many people keep themselves so boxed up because they feel that they're so trapped by the world and unforgiveness. Yet Christ gives us a gift. I don't know if you know, or if you realize, or if you remember, that Christ came into the world. We're celebrating the fact that he got upon that cross and he finished the work so that you might be forgiven, that your sins might be forgiven. All the things that you do in your life, that you might be forgiven, that you might know joy, that he has forgiven what you've done, he's forgiven who and what you are, and he's forgiven all the things to come. And he says, "Come to me, my people. Come and celebrate with me, my people. Come and know joy, my people, for I desire to take you by the hand." You know, I know we stumble and fall and struggle, but that's not what it's about, you see, because Christ says, "I pick you up." Leave that alone and let's move forward. He desires to have excitement and a walk with you so that you have a plan and purpose that you might fulfill, that you might find your full potential. Our God brings compassion and forgiveness in our lives. He did that for Paul, who was a blasphemer. This is what it says in his word. He persecuted the church. He tried to destroy it. He says he was an insolent and doer of outrage. Yet Christ came into the world and transformed his life. And because then Paul knew of that forgiveness, knew that a mighty God, even though this man was trying to destroy his church, changed to him what he is, and he realized then what his full potential was for Christ, being the chosen of Christ like you are here this morning. That forgiveness reigned into his heart and that he was transformed. That young man who stood by as Stephen was being stoned, even that time God knew about him and he wanted him to be his man. I wonder if this morning you are God's man, or are you God's woman? I wonder if you've accepted the forgiveness of Christ in your life so that you might find your full potential in him, that he's come and said, I forgive you for all that you have done. Just follow me. I know perhaps you'll stumble, but take my hand and I'll lift you up and I'll take you forever forward. This divine exchange that happens between us and Christ is an ongoing exchange. But are you willing to make the only cost that he asks of you is to believe in him, have faith in him, be encouraged by him, and communicate with him in your prayer and the time that you're supposed to spend with him? Paul discovered this and helped write most of the New Testament. If he can do that with Paul, what could he do with you? Do you need this morning to be forgiven? Isn't it about time that you said to yourself, yes, Lord, come into my life and change who and what I am? You know, we can't fail God. We can't disappoint him because he knows our life. He's prepared to make you a bondservant with him so that he might be your Lord, Master, and friend. Are you prepared to say here this morning, Jesus, come into my life and let my desires be for you, so that I might be in your service, so that I would no longer feel guilt or purposefulness, shame or anger, pride, and my desires would be your desires. Change me, fill me, make me your own. I need your freedom, healing, and grace in my life. And I no longer desire to be burdened by the world, but rather have your burden, which is a joy and light burden to bear. So let's have a few moments of prayer now with him. God's people, come to him. He's here this morning. And he desires to minister to your life. If you desire to be forgiven, don't put a wall up in front of you to say, he can't forgive me. God can. If you need mercy, enable his mercy to come into your life. If you need compassion here this morning, enable him to provide you with that. Reach out to him here this morning and let him know that you're taking steps towards him. Draw near to him so that he could draw near to you. Dear Lord, your people are here this morning. I'd ask that you would bless them and encourage them, that you would pour your love and grace into their lives, that, dear Lord, those who are struggling for forgiveness, that you would enable the walls to come down and you would rush in and say, it's okay. It's okay. I formed you. I know who you are. I know your life. I desire to take your hand and walk with you because I love you. I'm excited about you. I desire to put my desires in your heart. We thank you, dear Lord, that you are our God and that you care for us. Amen. If there's anyone here this morning that desires, after our time together with the Lord, for prayer, please seek myself out or any of your leaders or Terry, and we will pray for you. Don't go away without a blessing. Amen.